Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Marasi Sheyichyu Linishmas Maris Hester Bas Rav Shmuel Yechav Fega Bas Michal Vespasia Chana Gittel Bas Naomi Aliza Rus Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida and Tinok Ben Michal Ben Esther Michal Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Moshe Ben Peshadin Raisel Moshe Mordechai Baruch Vitzlav Chomasei Dayan. And this is based on the Torah of the Rosh Hashiva Echad Tzadik Bevracha. We say in the Pesach Seder, Matzah Zushan Ochlem Al Shuma Al Shum Shal Hispik Tzeichem Lahachmitz Ad Shenigla Aleim Melech Malchi Amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we eat this matzah? Because the matzah of the Jews didn't become chametz until God revealed himself to them. That's why we eat matzah, because they ate matzah when they left Mitzrayim. Their dough didn't become chametz, and then Hashem revealed himself to them. So normally, we say that the Melech Malchim Lachim was Nigla Lo, or Nigla Elav. Here we have a different Lashon. Asha Nigla Alehem, not Elehem, not Lahem, but Alehem. Hashem was revealed on top of them. So obviously there's something here that's some remes here, something that's being taught to us. What's pshat ad shenigla aleihem? The Maral Diskin is talking about what Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, al tishlach yotcha lanar. And Chazal say, Afarish lecha sichasi, esmol amarta li, that Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, let me explain. Yesterday you said to me, ki b'yitzchak l'karel chazara, that you're going to have seed from Yitzchak. And today you're telling me, haleo le'ola. And today you're telling me to bring him up as an ola. So I really didn't understand that. It's a stira. How can he be my seed if I have to bring him as a carbon? So why did Avraham Avinu wait, says the Maral Diskin, until now, until Hashem said, Al tishlach yotcha lanar, don't touch the boy. Why did he wait till now? Why didn't he ask him immediately? The get-go, when he said Haleu, he should have said, wait a second, what do you mean Haleu? What about the fact that you said, Ki b'yitzchak l'karel chazara? So there was a svara that somebody said to the Maral Diskin that he just completely rejected. They told him that if Avraham Avinu would have asked his question before Al Tishlach, it would have appeared that Avraham Avinu was arguing with Hashem and didn't want to sacrifice his son. But now that it says Al Tishlach, he does not have nafkamina l'maisa. Now he can ask his question of this contradiction. So the reaction of Maral Diskin was, thus haste, aruf gevarfen die eigene kapote if Avraham Avinu's plates. That means that you want to put your kapota on Avraham Avinu's shoulders. In other words, you're trying to make Avraham Avinu small like you. Because when Avraham Avinu would ask a question, it wouldn't be perceived as zichting and as arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if he said it before Al Tishlach Yadcha. Just us, we would be arguing. So now And Hashem says, "Al tishlach," so now it's not an argument anymore. But that's not the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. So comes the words of the Maril Diskin, and this is Yisod in the Torah. And that is, that we often say, there's a Kasha in the Gemara and Tosis. We have to know, what heter do we have to ask Kashas in the Torah? So the normal answer is, we want to understand. So Maril Diskin said, that there's no heter to Velen Farstein, wanting to understand, the Kasha was outside of Torah. The only thing is that the derech and the tzur of Torah Shebaal Peh is that it's learned and understood quite by question and answer, building and contradicting, give and take. So the kash is midarchei Torah. The kash is also part of the Torah. But if the kasha wouldn't be part of the Torah, it wouldn't be part of the masa matin of Torah, then there would be no heter to ask a question. Now in Torah Shebichsav, there's a midah of shnei ksuma achishim zadzeh ashevo kosev ashlishi v'achriya b'neim. If you have two contradictory psukim, the third pasuk comes and harmonizes between the first two psukim. So until the third pasuk, there's no heter to ask. But since there's a third pasuk, so asking about the first two psukim that contradict is part of the derech limud of the Torah. This midah, Machiavo Kosev Ashishu Echriya Benem, is one of the Yigimel Midah Shatar Nidrashis Ben. One of the 13 hermeneutic rules. And therefore, only when it was said, Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar, don't touch him. That's the Kosev Ashishu Echriya. Between Kibitzak and the Karach Azar and Haleo Laola. So then Avraham Avinu asked about the Stira. He said, I don't understand. But he was only allowed to ask that when it was Midera HaTorah. And it was only Midera HaTorah after you have the Kasav HaShlishi Lachriya Benin. But if it was just a stira without any resolution, then there's no heter to ask. It's only a heter to ask if there's a Kasav HaShlishi Lachriya Benin. And that be'emes is the great tzchus of the Akedah. Not the etzem kunst that he was willing to sacrifice his son. That if he didn't ask his question, when Be'emes, he could have asked the question, so he's Zocha that from above, that's the way they act towards his children. And even when there are a number of kashas of Yidden, frektmanisht, we don't ask questions. Mida keneged mida. As vetzain gutta kashas, or it was chusakeda, vetman zeinisht for fregen. They're going to be good questions on Jews. But the Schus HaKeda, they're not going to be asked. There's no Kosev HaShlishi L'Achriya B'Neim. Now let's ask. If it's Chutz Mimasi Matan Shel Torah, we're now let's ask. Since Avraham Avinu didn't ask, and it wasn't appropriate, so sometimes there are questions on Jews. So from Shemaim, then I can ask either. And the truth is that this is much deeper than it appears at first glance. The Yisod out of Kosev HaShlishi until the third Pasuk, until the harmonizing pasuk, until the pasuk that reconciles between the first two pasukim is found, you're not allowed to ask. So we have to understand that we're not just talking about expressing it verbally. Much deeper than that. The refraining from asking this question on the stira is not just to begether Maisa Shaya Kachoya. But that's what Avraham Avinu did at that time. Rather, refraining from asking is part of the whole system of the Maisa Akeda. It doesn't bother us that there are kashas and stiras in the Derech of Hashem. It's just we don't verbally ask it. It shouldn't even bother us. that their kashas and stiras in the Derech of Hashem. The Akedah is the crib of the Jewish people. Not for the Al Tishlach. There'd be no Hemshech of Zera Avram. There'd be no Jewish people. Because the Al Timsha, Tishlach, we exist. And the Pulis of Avram Avinu B'Shas HaKedah are not begeder Maisim Tovim in a specific instance. And because of these Maisim Tovim, we zochet the Schar. The actions of Avram Avinu with the Akedah are Maisim in the process of the creation of the Jewish people. And the kochos of the Jewish people are being created at this stage of the coming into existence of the Jewish people. And if so, it emerges that the union of Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim, two contradictory psukim before the third reconciling pasuk, and at this point before the pasuk HaShlishi, we're not allowed to ask, is a foundation, a principle that is rooted at the very basis of the Jewish people. The events of the Akedah are part of the makeup of the Jewish soul. And the soul of the Jew doesn't go crazy when he finds stiras. Can absorb the stiras and he can live with them. Stira is a stira, but the lack of Havana doesn't arouse a person to go crazy, to lose his Menuchas HaNefesh. He lives with the stira, even though logically it doesn't make sense. And that's part of the soul of the of every Jew. One very well-known example of this is the contradiction between Yediyah and Bechira. The Rambam says, Ki lo machshavoyseh machshavoysechem lo darcheichem drachai. Lamdish geret host heist dos she Yediyah Bechira hem shnei ksuv ma'amachishim zeh etzeh b'li ha'kosev ha'shlishi. If you want to speak Lamdish, this means that the Yediyah and Bechira, God's foreknowledge and our free choice, are two contradictory psukim, and we don't have a kasev ashlishi. Velen farshtein, eno mishamish kan heter, and wanting to understand isn't a heter. So we have this haskala, this understanding, this wisdom from the Yisod of the Maril Diskin, that the soul of every Jew. And this very same line we find in the very Inyan of Avraham Avinu. When Noach appears in the Chumash, it says, Ish Tzadik. Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tamimei Abedarosav. Whereas by Avraham Avinu, it says, Lech Lecha. That any hakdam of what he did and what his merits were. Comes the Yisod of the Maharal, that Avraham Avinu wasn't chosen for his deeds, or for any reason. Avraham Avinu was a min bifnei atzmo, he's a unique species. It's like you can't ask, why isn't water wine, or why isn't wine water? You can't ask, why was Avraham Avinu zeicher to what he was zeicher? This is his essence, not because of something he did. And yet it says in the pasuk, v'chorosim or b'risu matzas is love v'nema l'fanecha. What are we going to do? It says that God made a covenant with Avraham Avinu and he found his heart faithful. The pasuk in Nehemiah, 8:9. So what's Pshat? He found his heart faithful. So what do you mean that it's not because of his Maisa? And how are we going to deal with the Stira? On one hand, Becharasim or Brit, because Matzas Levo B'Nam on the Fenech, on the other hand, the Maharal says that the Torah doesn't tell us anything about Avram because Hashem chose him just because he's Avram, not because of anything he did. That's his essence. We have two ksuv mamachishim zeh, we have a stira, there's no kasev ashishi achriya b'neim, till the day when it is. Avram Avinu had sich oiskeboit of the stira. When shnei ksuv mamachishim zeh, Avraham Avinu was built by the stira of Shnei Klipot, the two contradictory psukim of not asking. Yisrael me'aveh mitziut shel min miyuchad v'av b'riya miyuchadet mebli shayichut l'cheshbon shel zechuyot. The Jewish people are a unique species, a special bria without any shaykhis to the cheshbon of zechuyos. Why not God shows us? Because we're us, not because of anything we did. The other animal tells us, Lavova Naiman Lefanecha, we live with the stira. We live with contradictions. That's what a human being has to do, so the Jew has to do in particular. Avraham Avinu is told, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Chazal say, you only say, don't be afraid if you're afraid. Dafka, because he's filled with Yira's Chait, he's Zochet to the Avtach of, don't be afraid. If he was lacking Yira, he wouldn't be Zochet to the Avtach of Al Tira. So once again, we have a stira between a heart that's filled with yira, and that's just sustaining nourishment from the promise of don't be afraid. These are two ksuvim amachishim without the akas of ashlishi. We have examples of this in the whole Torah. For example, Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai tells Esther to do her ishtadlis. He's wearing sack of eifer. And then he says, Imachareish tacharishi, eitz hazos. If you're silent, Reuch vatzlayim odli makom machir. We're going to be saved. If you're going to be saved, then what are you doing your status for of sack of eifer? They're both true. And they're both true. You know we're going to be saved. We have sack of eifer. It's tzuk suvim, but this is a stira, and we live with this stira. That's what the Maharal says, that the Maharal Diskin. The Schus of the Akedah was not asking about the steer until you have a Kotzav HaShlishi. And that's the birth of the Jewish people, and that's in ourselves now. We have to live with steer, as we see. On one hand, we see such incredible Chesed Hashem in the world. On the other hand, we know how much suffering there is. And we live with the steer. So we go back to where we started. Matzah zushan arochem al shumal shem shalospik, etc. That's a stira. It says ready before to bake matzahs. Before Yitzias Mitzrayim. So mitzad echad the chipazin of the Yitzia is the reason for the matzah. On the other hand, we have the commandment of the matzah is the reason for the chipazim, bavur ze asa, bavur mitzis masi atzanu. Right in advance, the Jewish people are told that shivis yamim matzis tochelu. You're going to have this holiday of Pesach because you left Mitzrayim and you should eat matzahs. V'achlu es habasar b'layla azet tzli eishu matzahs al morim yochlu. So not only for the generations, but even that night, we're told to have matzahs. And then later on, it's we only have matzahs because we left b'chipazim. They just didn't have time. That's why they have matzahs. So which one is it? And the answer is, this is like the stira between Bechira and Yediyah. My name is Bechira. Armaisim. We bake matzah and didn't have time to rise. On the other hand, there's yediyah. It's like Hashem knowing in advance, even without our deeds, that we're going to have matzah. And there's no teretz. Many teretzim, but we live with the stira. At the end of the day, we don't know what the right teretz is. So this Nakud is called Nigla Lehem. So this Nakuda, where it was revealed, that God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. Here we have a Yetzias Mitzrayim by Matzah. We have the Seir of Yediyah and Bechira, by which the Rambam says, Lo machshavasei machshavaseichem. My thoughts aren't your thoughts. So we have by Matzah the Seir between Yediyah and Bechira, and one and God knows that we're going to be, he already established at the get-go that we're going to have Matzahs. On the other hand, we have matzahs because we didn't, our matzahs didn't have time to rise. We were in such a rush. It's like our bechira. The teretz of that steer is lomach shavoyseh moshoseichem. We can't figure it out. And therefore, nigla aleihem melech malchei amlochem. Aleihem lo lahem. Yikuda sheba mitgala lo kin lomach shavotai machshavoteichem. Lo lahem ela aleihem. It's above us, on top of us. So Yetzias Mitzrayim was on one hand through our merits. Because the mitzvah of matzah. Because of our mitzvahs we left. On the other hand, even without the mitzvah, God told us at the get-go to have matzahs. That's the idea. He's choosing us without any mitzvahs. And that's like the chosenness of Avraham Avinu. On one hand, like the Maharal says, based on the Psukim, God just chosen for no reason. We don't understand. That's Yediyah. And then there's Bechira of him. That's Avraham Avinu, who's the founder of the Jewish people, and that's the birth of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. On one hand, it's not because of our Ma'isim. Halalu Avdei De'Avodah Zarah. Halalu Avdei De'Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. So when we left Egypt, on one hand it's because of our merits, because of matzah, and the other hand it's not because of our merits at all. Hashem just chose us. Yediyah and Bechira. That's why dafka by matzah it says Nigla Aleihem. Above us is steer between Yediyah and Bechira, which we don't understand. And that's Lel Tesvav Benisan. Okay, we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem b'karav to see the ksuvim hashlishim that will be machriya b'neim to be miyashiv the stiras to have a behirus. Malar tzdeas Hashem k'man liyam mechasim. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.